Last night, for all the world to see, our TVs offered a true state of the United States, allowing us to tune in to learn a bit more of what we're all about. Of course, I do not refer here to the Democratic presidential debate 2.1 and to whatever Bernie and Elizabeth Warren can and cannot devise a program to offer. The made-for-TV moment was in Los Angeles, not Detroit, not the beginning of more political talk, but the end of another season of The Bachelorette. I've mentioned before the great delight and mild disgust watching a dating show brings me, multiple men vying this season for the heart of Hannah, a straight-talking beauty queen from Alabama. It was a great season, made even more so by yesterday's ending. The microwaved engagements have only resulted, to my knowledge, in one marriage in the franchise's history, and sadly for Hannah, we didn't have to wait very long for a breakup. Turns out her chosen one last night, Jed, had not been truly honest, having a girl back home awaiting his romantic return. Just a little detail the aspiring musician and committed limelight seeker forgot to mention. Hannah dealt with it all quite skillfully, but it did make the conceit of the show very clear. What we're watching is entertainment. What we're fighting for is a nice story. But is that enough? Compare Bachelorette Hannah's face, searching for love in a very strange place, with Moses' face in today's first reading. It's not puppy dog eyes that he's hoping for, or a couple photo shoots, and who knows, maybe even a wedding. Moses is searching for God's face, and it's written all over his own. His face had become radiant. All earthly relationships, even made-for-TV ones, should have that as their goal, drawing us all more into the wondrous love of God. And all that should show on our face, our person, our actions. On that note, illumined by God's appreciative Moses' brightness, even perhaps as a prayer for dear Hannah, let's let our saint of the day, Ignatius of Loyola, offer the final words, his famous Suscipe prayer. Take, Lord, receive all my liberty, my memory, my understanding, my entire will. You have given them all to me. To you I return it. Dispose of it according to your will. Give me only your love and your grace. That is enough for me. Our prayer today for our faces and our lives.